shopping for pain. We're sitting in a cyber coffee bar in San Francisco talking to Denise, a dancer by night and an artist by day. Denise is strikingly beautiful in a delicate porcelain-like way. Tall, slim, with shoulder-length auburn hair, pierced nose, lip, and of course a single eyebrow. At one point she stood up, turned with her back toward us, displaying magnificent tattoos in the form of multicolor angel wings that went from her shoulder blades down to the small of her back in the colors of the most exquisite medieval stained glass. But all of this was cut by slender red scars split up and down her arms.
We ask about the scars, and she tells us about the latest SM scene in the city. It seems these days that in the hip areas of San Francisco, the body cybernetic is out of date, unplugged from outlaw consciousness, and allowed to float off into the east, where the tech hype is only now just getting underway. What's really new in San Francisco these days is some pain cut with a lot of healing. It's called slash and burn. Cut long slits down your arms or your legs, really any flesh will do. Pour a bit of gasoline into the wounds and then ignite the flesh. Now don't let it burn too long. We're not talking about flesh arson here, about burning down the whole barn of the body in a massive end of the century conflagration, but about pain with a really recuperative purpose. As Denise explains, the real joy of inflicting pain in your own body lies in the pleasure of the healing process. It's almost addictive. Cut the flesh, pour on gas, watch it burn, and then eagerly anticipate the long, slow healing powers of the body.
The body in San Francisco, then, is all about cynical healing, intensifying the pain of the flesh to get one last hit of the angel wings of bodily healing.